This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Major U.S. airlines say they'll stay in a global agreement to reduce carbon emissions from jet engines. This deal is separate from the U.N. Paris Climate Agreement, which President Trump has decided the country should leave. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports now on why air carriers want to keep at this.
70 countries belong to CORSIA, the Carbon Offsetting and Reduction Scheme for International Aviation. Dan Rutherford with the International Council on Clean Transportation says it's a relatively small burden. Under it, airlines don't have to find new, clean jet fuels or replace their fleets. They agree to buy carbon credits to offset emissions.
For every dollar of climate damage international aviation imposes, the cost of offsetting would be about 3 cents of that.
While the U.S. could officially withdraw from the agreement, the trade group Airlines for America supports it. Nancy Young is VP of Environmental Affairs. She says the pact avoids nations setting their own rules.
If we had multiple carbon taxes, different emissions trading schemes around the world applying when we fly to different countries, that could really impede international aviation.
The point of the CORSIA agreement, signed just last year, was to avoid complex, uneven regulations for airlines. It takes effect in 2021. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.